Okay. Est-ce qu'il y a d'autres questions avant que...
Thank you. Are there any further questions? No?
I'm back briefly on that one. So with regards to the pay cut and the sense of how things are going and how the accent at the moment, you know that there's stuff going through the tribunal. The ILO AT is due to declare at the beginning of July, which could have a useful preventive effect, at least for the UNDT and UNAT. But with regards to what we're doing for the future, there are now... The ICSC has agreed to review the post-adjustment system. We've sent some eminent statisticians to the ICSC who found a lot of problems with the methodology, but really within the deep details of things that would, you know, we ourselves will not be able to understand. There are now two groups working parallel. One is on the operational rules, which is how the post-adjustment is implemented in terms of salary, and there the push is to have something more stable so we don't have a cut, but we have a protection. The other is to look at the post-adjustment calculations, statistical methodologies themselves, to make sure that those in line with proper practice, that different items such as rent, medical insurance and so forth are properly taken on board and don't use incorrect information, which is what was happening under the previous exercise. So all the criticisms we've had are now being addressed within these two groups, and our aim now is to push to make sure that we get what we want from that. I'd also like to add that in terms of the post-adjustment statistical methodology, and perhaps my friend Mr. Bally, who is a statistician, will agree, the problem as well is that they were using a modified Walsh index, some might call it a Palgrave index, which is not appropriate for spatial price indices. And what they are agreeing to look on now is the Tronqvist index, and I hope that that should come up with more positive outcomes for us. Thank you. No? Okay, well, let's go on to policy on harassment then.